This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I heard this story from a friend I know well. And because I know her well, I know a lot about her family. So I know that she has a very close family with loving, generous parents who are also very loving and generous grandparents. And she told me this story about her parents. At one point, one of their granddaughters became very interested in dollhouses. Now, I know this stage well because both my daughters went through very intense dollhouse stages. This granddaughter had a very simple, underfurnished version of a dollhouse, and she desperately wanted a more elaborate one. She talked about how she would furnish it and arrange it, and she loved looking at pictures of dollhouses, dollhouse furniture, and miniatures. So with all good intentions, the two grandparents went out and bought a beautiful dollhouse, and even more than that, they bought all the furniture for it. It was a fully furnished dollhouse, the little dining room table and chairs, the little bathtub and sink, even the tiny vase of flowers and various kinds of food for the kitchen. So cunning. And their granddaughter was overjoyed, and she played with that dollhouse for a day, and she never much played with it after that. And I was thinking, why? Reflecting on my own daughter's way of playing with our dollhouse, especially my younger daughter, Eleanor, who was far more engaged with the dollhouse, I realized that this story perhaps illustrates an observation by the philosopher Bertrand Russell, who wrote in his fascinating book, The Conquest of Happiness, that to be without some of the things you want is an indispensable part of happiness. I've thought a lot about that statement and whether I agree with it 100% or not. I'm not sure that I do agree with it, but this dollhouse example strengthens his case. My daughters liked the process of furnishing the dollhouse. The furnishings are expensive, so they would get the pieces slowly. Something for a birthday, something for Christmas, or perhaps my mother would take them to the tiny dollhouse store in our neighborhood to choose something as a special treat when she came to visit New York City. They'd yearn for something, they'd plan, and then when the time came, they'd get it. In the meantime, they had to make do with what they had. Some children loved to improvise, like using an empty spool as a stool, for instance. But Eliza and Eleanor, they didn't do that. They just played with whatever they had, and then whenever they got something new, they'd arrange and rearrange it repeatedly. And the fact is, it's so fun to go to a dollhouse store and pick out the cunning little items. They're so perfect and tiny. And without even realizing it, and with the most loving of intentions, these grandparents had given themselves much of the fun and taken away much of the fun. I'm not sure that I agree with Bertrand Russell that it's always true, but it's certainly true that sometimes to be without some of the things we want is an indispensable part of happiness. I'll link to Bertrand Russell's book, The Conquest of Happiness, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.